Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Halt, primates listening! It is I, Numator479. According to our studies of your puny mammalian race, we discovered you like very good coffee. And while it is our evolutionary purpose to cause you psychic torment, we want you awake and vivacious to give it. So try our new blend from Springhill Jack Coffee. Reptilian in the morning. Our proprietary blend of lightly roasted cacao husks will have you immediately energized upon emerging from the pain cloaca with all your slippery new eggs. Thanks, honey. Hot, I'm cold-blooded. Thanks to Springhill Jack and Last Podcast on the left, I'm ready to get out there and eat some babies. Get out of the way, Hillary Clinton.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Oh, yeah!
I've got a death wish. It's me, Chaz Brent.
You've never heard my Charles Bronson?
I've never heard your Charles Bronson.
It's me, it's Chaz Bronson.
It sounds like Bob Dylan.
No.
Hey, I'm Chaz Bronson.
That's you being Bob Dylan.
I'm from
Hibbins. No, now you're making me Bob Dylan.
I'm Chaz Bronson. What did you do to my wife? What did you do, Jeff Goldblum? What did you do to my wife?
That's my resolution.
I'm from Hibbins, Minnesota.
I'm from Hibbins, Minnesota.
That's Bob Dylan.
Yeah,
it's different. You're doing sing-songy.
I thought he was from Duluth.
Hibbins.
Oh.
Hibbins. Yeah, but now it's more like this. Now Bob Dylan told us it's more often.
We can do this all day. Welcome to Last Podcast on the Left, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I'm going to do my New Year's resolution is to perfect my Charles Bronson and to separate it from my Bob Dylan.
Wow, I think that's great. I would love to do a Death Wish watch party, man.
That'd be nice.
Just go through all six of them.
Well, before we get to that, that's Ed Larson. That's the man who wants to watch all the Death Wishes.
Yes, I have a Death Wish for Death Wish. He does.
And we've got Henry Zabrowski, who's working on his...
Chaz Bronson. And Chaz Bronson. Chad, you get an MRI machine because it's women's concealed handgun to fire.
I'm trying to get it into... That's how you lock it in.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Marcus Parks, and my New Year's resolution is to get more in tune with the earth.
Whoa. You mean like bury yourself alive?
You already dig daily.
Yeah. How much more? Is it just you're going to be rolling around in soil?
No, that's the problem, though, is that my house only has so much dirt.
Okay.
And you can only dig so much because that's the thing. I planted a lot of stuff and it's all like doing really well. Like my flowers are blooming. They're beautiful. Everything's going great. But now I can't dig no more.
Marcus Parks Community Garden.
You are slowly but
think
surely.
About it. Think
honestly,
about it.
The more connected you are to flowers, you're becoming Kate Bush. This is becoming real.
You put the bush in Kate Bush.
Yeah. Oh, you don't think she's got a... Oh.
Well, I'm talking about like an actual one that you plant in the ground.
Yeah.
Not the one she sits on every day.
I'm talking about pubes. I'm talking about big, crazy pubes, brother. Come on, man. Come on, Jack. Talking about pubes, dog.
Well, today we got a true crime roundup,
yay,
but it's also a relaxed fit. We're going to be talking about various sundries, strange things. We're going to be talking about some stats that have come in.
Look,
I think say a lot about this country and a lot about the states.
I do. I honestly, and you don't know what is revealed by the tippity taps on your computer. And I have Eddie's little computer today because I forgot it.
Yeah, I got it. You know, it's very decorated. Henry isn't this friendly. You know,
No.
But I do, because then we were actually talking about this before the show, because it's like, you could have just kept the computer. And I could have not had the computer, but it feels weird because I'm the other guy with the computer.
Yeah, but I also planned nothing, so you should have the computer.
He also planned nothing.
I planned nothing.
Kate's computer. Get it away from me.
Yeah, I feel it's nice because
they answer some emails while you're in there, actually.
I will just say, I'm afraid. I don't like being inside of someone else's computer because I don't want to know what goes on inside of the back of your fucking lizard
brain. It's surprisingly boring.
I know. It's just mostly like, what's your main porn search?
My main porn search? Tits.
Yeah. like he's a man who just arrived in a time machine.
I don't even need to search. It's just whatever's in front of me.
Yeah.
I ain't all that particular.
I like what's popular.
Yeah. You do top 40?
Yeah, I do top 40 porn. Wow. You know, I do the Taylor Swift of porn, you know?
Well, it's on our minds. Listen, before we get into some crime, let's get into some stats.
Okay.
Pornhub. Okay. Well, yes, they are. There's quite a bit of crime going on Pornhub.
There's a lot of crime on Pornhub. There's a lot of crime just in general. But this, I feel like this tells you a lot about members of our constituency.
Of course. So, you know, they released all the stats of the years, what the top searches are. So, I mean, it's not anything that surprising. MILF, hentai,
sure,
so on and so forth. The Android made a 1,000% gain on search.
Now, did you go on Pornhub? I mean it. Did you go on Pornhub and look up Android and see what that even means? Because I don't know if it's just like, part of me wonders, is about Android-friendly VR porn? Mm-hmm.
Well, it is just the search term Android. So what comes up is something
Do you care
different.
If I do this on here?
You know, there's the private search.
Yeah.
You want to throw that on there. Yeah.
I just want to see, because I've never heard of that category before, and I just want to see what happens.
Is it people fucking robots, or is it like people
again,
filming?
This is for work.
Phone.
I want everybody's employee to mark this as for work. If it shows up on the thing, this is research for the goddamn
show. This isn't anything we talked about in the office, not into a microphone.
Well, Android is often combined with video game searches.
Oh, like, interesting.
So they want
sexy robot, Android 18.
Android cosplay, Android role play. So they want somebody dressed up as a beep boop robot.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. But no tinfoil.
I mean, they're past tinfoil, bro.
What do you mean?
They look like people now.
Yeah.
No, they don't yet.
Well, I mean, when you put the fake skin on them, they look like people.
Well, we have like real dolls, but they're not doing anything. It's not like they can go out and get a job or whatever. They can't protect the house. They just lay there, get fucked, and then have to be washed out.
Arguably a job.
I guess
arguably a full-on job.
Room and board. Paid in room and board.
It's mostly a service.
Yeah. Well, the most interesting part of these stats is the United States top relative searches. And these are terms searched more often in each state when compared to all the others.
Okay, it's not like which relative they want to fuck.
No, but there is that. There is quite a bit of that as well.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that there's not a lot of states that have that relative fucking, like the whole...
Stepbrother,
stepsister, incest,
You
all
never
that.
Hear stepfather. Why is that?
You hear it in gay porn. It shows up in gay. They also have the gay searches. Shows up in gay porn. Yeah. Daddy is also very large, very tall on the list. For the I was about to say very long on the list.
Yeah. There was a fucking video I was searching for the stream that I had found, and someone deleted, and I was looking for it for a long time. I didn't think about the connotation. And so the video, again, if you know what this video is, please send it to sidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
Your computer's going to explode.
This is just, but the video was of a man, and this is real. He was caught masturbating in public, and it's all video of him masturbating, but like real lazily, just masturbating in public. But then you see him being arrested, and he's continuing to masturbating. And then he gets into the cop car, and someone's filming him trying to suck his own dick inside of the cop car, right? Because fully erect. He must have been.
You're already in there.
He must have had a Red Bull. And so, but then I looked all that up. Right, I looked up man masturbating caught by police.
That's gonna be a lot of
people. Yeah,
yeah, it's really like very graphic, and a lot of it's not that video.
Because one of the top searches is also both in gay and straight is uniform cops, firefighters, soldiers.
That
makes sense.
Well, that's popular for all of time. Dudes show up dressed like a cop. You know, they
everyone
take their clothes
it.
Off. You know, everyone parties and fucking practices blowing them.
But there's no state that. But there's no state that has any of those like top
what you considered
like that one of those top searches, one of those things that you would consider like, all right,
no Blue Lives Matter.
Oh my God. Blue balls matter.
No, it's stuff like, for example, like, okay, some of them do make sense. Utah, Mormon.
Sure.
Yes. Utah searches Mormon more than anyone else. New Mexico, Native American.
Wow. Okay.
More than anybody else. Wyoming, goth.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
I could see like the outsiders. They like this little something special.
I could definitely see some ranch goth.
Here's also another interesting one. In Nevada, the top search term is Vegas.
Yeah. You're already there.
Well, you know, that's where all the debauchery is. So if you're in Henderson, you're not going to search Henderson. You know,
that's where you're going to get away from it.
Minnesota. You're not going to be searching Hibbins. But you know, if you search Vegas, you kind of get a little charge. And everyone's like, hey,
Vegas when I go to Pornhub Jazz Brett.
I remember some of the weird porn I used to get when a kid. I used to go to Vegas and they would just straight back in the day in the 90s, they would just hand you porn in the street.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, there'd be like
that.
Little stars on the nipples and stuff. Yeah. You know, like they would just, I remember being like 12 and be like, what?
I guess I can look it up again on his computer.
West Virginia, they'd be into that nip slip. That's their biggest one.
Really? Wow, that's interesting.
There's some very, very like specific ones. Like, for example, Texas, creamy.
Really?
Just simply creamy.
I mean, they like ranch. If there is that was where ranch is mostly a condiment, is in Texas, right? Or Wisconsin.
Ranch is also a very heavy condiment in Texas.
Yes.
And, we also and a love lifestyle.
Yeah, it very much is. Yeah, you often put the two together.
Mm-hmm.
North and South Dakota are strange because they have different search terms, but they're similar. South Dakota, their top is shower sex.
Okay. Yeah, because sour sex is bad too. It's just drinking.
That's Pet Cemetery sex.
Yeah. Sometimes that is better.
She's done turned sour.
But North Dakota, loud wet sex.
Interesting.
Okay.
So it's similar.
But is it like, I don't know.
I would have never guessed them to be so clean.
But wet sex is kind of like,
loud wet sex.
That's just more like, are they
so specific?
Yeah. Are they swamp?
Some of them are very specific.
Is it like that? Like muck?
I don't know what loud wet sex is.
I have never typed that in
all
either.
All the space in South Dakota, I bet they all got real nice showers.
Oh, yeah, good water
you know,
pressure.
Like, yeah, good they water
pressure.
They've
got stuff that we are not allowed to have here anymore.
Yeah, like
legally.
Those special like shower heads and stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It blows your fucking asshole open.
Here's a very interesting one. Ohio, you know, some of the other ones have, you know, big dick. Big dick was a big search term this year.
Sure.
Huge search term.
Sure.
Big dick energy probably.
Yeah. Ohio, small dick.
Interesting.
Wow. Ohio, very interested in seeing men with small dicks.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, that's where all my new family's from. So
it really does explain a lot.
There you go.
Ask your father-in-law.
Yeah, that's right. I should. We're planning a call, a FaceTime on Christmas.
I feel like this is a good time being like, hey, Papu, do you call him a special name?
No, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't know. Like, because that's one of those weird things about calling your wife's father a thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we don't do dad, right? Dad's weird.
I barely called my dad.
Yeah. I mean, like, what do you call Carolina's father?
Roberto.
You call him Roberto?
It's his name.
But you don't call him, like, Senor Hidalgo?
No. I just call him Roberto. We're on first name, babe. We're friends.
We should make a new name for that guy. Like, you call him like you do with your grandpa. Like, you call grandpa, like...
Pop is cool.
Yeah,
like, Pops. Hey, Pops.
Yeah.
Being like, it's wife maker.
That's
you're
terrible.
The wife maker.
Hi, wife maker. That's what you say the first time you meet him.
Yeah. I changed my dad's name from dad to Pop when I got a little older.
Yeah, sure.
Pop is good. Yeah. Yeah, I do take my earlier statement about no cops being on the most relative search list.
Mm-hmm.
The District of Columbia, big ass cop.
Big like ass cop?
A cop with a big ass.
I think it's a cop with a big ass. I think there's a cop.
There's got to be a guy.
There's got to be one guy.
No, I think there's a woman. I think there's a woman in the District of Columbia. There is a police officer.
Do I have to
Chocolate
look this
City,
up?
Chocolate City, baby.
Yeah, that's
I'm not
right.
doing this again. I'm not looking it up again.
Go ahead. Keep the safe search on.
I know. I just we're at work. No.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. If it breaks, you buy me a new computer.
Yeah. No, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, New York has a weird one. Body swap.
Yeah, I feel like that is like a convention because there's certain like
Freaky Friday.
You know what? There's porn conventions that we're outside of, right? Mm-hmm. That we're not as interested in, like the idea of that, for the term free use,
yeah,
or people being like, that's a common term, mm-hmm.
familiar
I guess,
with that.
That is on the thing, that is on the pornography systems.
Yeah.
And I feel like something like that feels like one of those. Mm-hmm. It's like a category that we don't understand as a category.
Yeah. The one that, and I love our people in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. You know I love you so much. I've got my family's from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I got friends in Oklahoma. You guys are great. But the term, what they Googled in relative to everybody else was sex dick.
Sex wow. dick?
That's it?
That seems uneducated.
Yeah.
Sex with dick. What's sex?
Because I know how I Google search. Uh-huh. And it is always that. It was like, that's how, like, when I did that one view, it was like, man, masturbates, caught by police, continues masturbates while caught by police. You know, like.
Too many details.
It's a lot of details. But then that thing of, like, I guess just typing, you just need that dick. You're looking to see dick having a sex.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so you just go like, I need sex dick.
Sex dick. Mississippi is the biggest furry state.
Oh, really? I would guess it was a pee-pee for PPI.
I like that.
You think it's got anything to do with the river?
Yeah.
That old man river.
I would never guess the Mississippi to be furries, though. I would never expect them to, like, go out and buy costumes in Mississippi.
Mm. Well,
imagine Halloween's boring in Mississippi.
True.
But now, not anymore.
You'd be surprised. I do find that a lot of our listeners that have talked about being into those types of lifestyles, they do kind of actually kind of come from a place where there's, like, less stuff to do.
Oh.
Because it's a beautiful hobby if you're into it, right? Like, you get to make all the costumes, mm-hmm. you get to figure out, because again, which is, we've been chastised many times before, it's not just sex.
Yes.
A lot of furries.
Yeah, it's like rubbing and, like, just hanging out too.
Which is, it's a lot of just hanging out.
It's just not being a person.
Yeah.
It's being a sexy fox.
I had a very interesting trip once in Boston. We were doing the cop roast. And we're staying at the Hilton. And while I was at the Hilton, there was, like, a video game convention there and a furry convention. And WWE was in town. So the bar was nuts.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
It was like a bunch of cops, wrestlers, furries, and nerds.
Seriously.
And it was like, and everyone was just getting hammered.
Just one Rick bar of deodorant.
I'll give a shit. You know, he was a disaster. Everyone's staying away from him. He was being real scary.
He is scary. Yeah. He's also continues to be a very large man.
Yeah, but the furries were all over the place. And I got to say, they're all sweet.
Oh, of course.
They're all so kind.
Of course they're kind. Of course they're sweet. I would imagine there's a bit of a Venn diagram between the furries and the video gamers.
Yeah, yeah. And the video gamers were doing, like, a magic card game. I don't think it was magic, though.
Nah.
And they were like, I'd never seen it. There was, like, 100 people surrounding them in the lobby. And these two dudes are battling and people were just fucking screaming and shit.
Hell yeah.
I could only imagine it was, like, thousands of dollars in magic cards, dude, getting put back and forth.
You're going to end up, understand.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah. You're going to experience a lot more cons in the next couple of years, and you begin to see all the flavors.
It's fun.
There's many, many flavors, because I find that the anime cons are interesting. They're more genuine fans,
mm-hmm.
but they are a little bit more reserved,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And it also depends on which con you go to. Some cons are more fun than others. WonderCon is more fun than San Diego Comic-Con, because WonderCon is more focused on, like, nerddom and, like, getting together.
Where's
and talking
that?
About... that's in Anaheim.
Oh, cool.
That's, like, that's where I found, like, the Star Trek Society and, like, sat and talked with them, like, about Deep Space Nine for, like, 30 minutes. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, that's what a comic book convention is supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm about to do Your Pretty Face Going to Hell panel in Raleigh.
Oh.
At the, I think it's called, it's like the Animatrix Con or something like that. January 5th through the 7th, I'm going
to
be there.
Hell yeah. Cool. And while you're there, make sure to search Bubble Butt. That's the number one for North Carolina.
See, that makes a lot of sense.
Now, is that like from shitting from too much barbecue?
No, Bubble Butt. You don't know what a bubble butt is.
I know what a bubble butt is, but I also know what bubble guts are.
Yeah.
And so I feel like they could be both.
No, a bubble butt.
I know what a bubble butt is. Something you could slap. Going straight down.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'll say that to our listeners, a lot of times it's fake.
Sometimes it is.
So what?
Hey, mine ain't.
BBLs.
That's goddamn right.
But you got a big old bubble butt.
The difference, unfortunately, you don't have a bubble butt. You don't, because you just got the bottom.
Many comments I've had throughout the years.
Desperate men. You actually have a good lower half of butt, a bubble butt, in sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com.
You think it's up top?
It also connotates the round of the beginning.
That is true. I have more of a rump than a bubble butt.
Yeah,
ample rump.
You've got an ass.
You got a butt, like, to me, a bubble butt, like, yes, I agree with what you're saying, but you do have the greatest test is, like, if you slap straight down from the back, you'll hit it.
Yeah.
And that's a lesson straight from Tallahassee, Florida.
Yeah, and you'll and Henry's you just miss. You fall over.
Oh yeah.
You'll hit mine. That's my ultimate trick. All right. Well, I'm glad that we did. You know, now that we
Florida,
have,
what's Florida? Come on.
Florida's very broad. Yeah. Fantasy.
Fantasy. Really? Because they seem so uncreative.
Fantasy.
Yeah, that's
well,
so
maybe
weird.
It's Disney World.
Whoa.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I well, bet it is.
There's a lot of Disney-based porn.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You kidding me?
And I also take it back. There is one stepmom. However, it's specific stepmom. It's California. It's here. Asian stepmom.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, we're on the Pacific Coast.
Yep. Hey, man. They see it a lot.
Yeah. Makes sense. And Idaho is dildo ride, Oregon's nudist, and Washington is sensual sex. So that takes care of the entire West Coast.
Just Thank type you. It in sensual sex. Yeah. How, like, what are you, Luther Vandross?
Well, they're so emotional. The suicide rate's so high. It's raining all the time. They just want to love.
You just go. Yeah. And he puts a saxophone down, and then it's like, sensual sex. I want a soft curtain.
Well, it's mostly, it's just the backgrounds are nicer. There's not as much pounding.
Well, they call that
not enough. Like, fuck.
And yeah, like, they're it's produced. Not, yeah. You know, the sounds. Yeah, you know, they got a sound guy.
Softer lighting.
Isn't the whole thing that's called like porn for ladies? That's like the whole thing.
Yeah. Sensual sex.
Yeah, where it's not just, ripping and gaping.
Yeah.
Some of it's petting and kissing.
Yeah. And you know who loves ripping and gaping? That's Connecticut. Double vaginal.
Yeah. Right. Oh, there. Really? That's, double vaginal.
Oh.
Yeah. There we go. So, good for them.
Commuter state.
A lot of time in the car for to let your mind wander.
You know, what's Alabama?
I bet two can get in there.
Alabama, fingering myself.
Yep.
Fingering, just do it.
That's a long.
What is wrong with you guys? How lazy are you?
It's also a very, very long search term.
Kentucky's is really fun. Bouncing boobs.
As long as it's not horses anymore.
Yeah. Udders.
I just have to know.
Yeah.
Hawaii?
Hawaiian.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They're kind of proud. Honestly, I love that shit.
I find that kind of selfish.
Selfish?
Yeah.
Why?
Surrounded by it.
Love yourself.
It's an island country. Think about outside the box, man.
No, man. Love yourself. Love your people. Be your people.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, they keep it local there a lot in Hawaii, though.
Mm-hmm. Alaska does have said Alaska, loneliness, sex doll, number one.
Oh, wow.
Sad. Man, you would go online to watch somebody else fuck a sex doll?
Well, you can't afford it.
That's
it's
true.
Not
They're
that
expensive. A good one's very expensive.
Not a cheap one. If you're just typing,
you can get a car
doll
for a sex doll price.
Yeah, you really can.
I guess.
No, yeah, because the highest end, like $14,000.
It sounds like you need one.
Yeah. I do also love Nebraska. Nebraska's is very simple. It's very innocent. Rub.
Honestly, it sounds like more about barbecue. Also, now I want to get a fucking bumper sticker, which we should sell as merch. My other car is a sex doll. That is a great bumper sticker.
That's fantastic.
Trademark.
Mailing the episode to ourselves. We own it now. It's ours. Trademark. All rights reserved.
Live from your grave.
The only acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast? Your dog. That was your dog saying thank you for BarkBox. You can take a minute now. You bet your dog. You're going to learn about Bark. It's the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Yay! Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. No, Wendy, I can't get you a whip. You're too cute for weapons. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. Mmm, tubers! My dogs love their toys selectively. But BarkBox sends good little ones for their little tiny mouths. They have little mouths, but strong, big spirits. So they fight over the little toys. I imagine they think that they are hunting and going after little bugs and rats. And oh, they love their life and they love what BarkBox brings. Because BarkBox brings the bark and puts it in a box. Yep. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/LEFT.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown! All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about two literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Let's get to some true crime.
Yes, please. Speaking of shooting in the butt, we gotta do it.
Hell yeah, good
a
job.
A newly filed report by the Food and Drug Administration describes an incident in a Wisconsin hospital where a woman was shot in the buttocks after bringing a gun into a room with an MRI machine.
Have you ever had an MRI?
Yeah, but not when I was 16, I did.
Yeah, they're horrible.
I've had so many of them.
Yeah, you know what? I thought I was gonna hate it more than I did.
Yeah,
I really did. It was, it's just like one of those things where it's like, all right, I'm doing this.
They pump in the thing where they're like, sail away, sail away, sail away. That's like the type of music that drives me into a homicidal rage.
Yeah, like massage parlor music.
I hate
lo-fi beats.
I hate lo-fi beats. Or the worst is the Delta, like when you're waiting on the plane, the Delta, that waiting music where it's trying to like relax you, where it's just all like, I'm gonna fucking take off the fucking top of this plane.
Virgin was always cool. They play like Michael Jackson and shit.
Yeah.
But is that cool?
So he brought
on Halloween.
You know, Halloween was. So do you think she brought the gun in there just because she felt unsafe?
I think she forgot she had the gun on her.
Lots of people just fucking carry guns everywhere they go. It's crazy. I mean,
at the hospital?
Dude, there's these old Jewish guys I know in South Florida. They're always strapped. You would never think it.
Like My dad was always strapped.
Yeah. So many people are, it's become such a crazy thing in our society. So just assume everyone has a gun.
Yeah. The 57-year-old woman brought the concealed handgun into the room. The gun was attracted to the magnet of the MRI and fired a single round, which hit her in the right buttock. Small and superficial wound, however, and she was healing well shortly afterwards.
Yeah, but now she's got to buy a new fucking MRI machine.
Well, no, she just shot herself.
Yeah, oh, okay.
God.
Yeah.
My question, too, is like, well, fuck that. Honestly, you're the moron. You deserve whatever bill you fucking get. But she's just extremely lucky it didn't hurt somebody else.
She really is. And she had been asked throughout the screening process.
You packing?
She's like, do you have any objects containing iron? And the woman said, no.
No. I got mine from a 3D printer. I'm going to fool everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's a part of it. It's like you can't.
Well, what does she think's gonna fucking happen?
Don't you?
She's
have a
getting an MRI.
But don't you have a hospital gown on?
You think gonna cap the fucking nurse?
You have a, you have this big diaphanous flappy thing on your body. Your ass is hanging out. Where's the gun attached?
Last time I got an MRI, I didn't have to put on the hospital gown.
You didn't have to get in your underwear?
Mm-mm. No, not the last time I had one.
You're really?
Yeah.
You just go in clothes?
That's what they put me in there for. I was in that fucking thing because they were trying to figure out the long COVID and trying to figure out the headaches, trying to figure out if any of my fucking nerves weren't
working.
What
about like your zipper? Was that a problem?
They said it wasn't a problem.
All right. And then they go in there and they were like, well, your lungs don't work, but you got a real long skinny dick. Thank you.
It stays long, but it gets thicker.
It does get thicker. But the idea of, oh God, you got this fucking, I guess you're scared. You're paranoid, man.
Oh yeah, man. You're just, the gun becomes a sort of safety blanket to you where you just can't have it on you at all times because you never know what might happen.
Yeah.
And they
just probably brushes need to her have teeth
it.
With the fucking thing.
Yeah. This is my brother, my babysitter. I love my gun.
Yeah.
Because that'd be also cool. You just leave the gun home with the kids, right?
Yeah.
So then
could, watch the kids.
If they're ever in danger, they use the quote-unquote babysitter.
That's how most children get shot.
Because
they find the gun when the daddy's at home. Because I found my dad's gun
when
we were at home alone.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Real lucky I didn't kill anyone with that thing.
Oh, yeah, because you're probably...
It was a big gun.
You played with it a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. I definitely played with the gun.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, because you know why I found it? Because they kept it right next to where they hid the Christmas presents.
You can't hide the Christmas presents next to the gun.
I always knew where they hid the Christmas presents. And so, like, I looked up there, and then there was the gun. And so I grabbed the gun, and I played with the gun. And the gun was definitely loaded. It was a big revolver.
That's a good notice, all you parents. Guess what? In case you've forgotten being a child, they know where the presents are.
Yeah.
They look for everything.
They know where they are. They've already found them. They found whatever garbage, whatever horrible pictures you and your wife took back when you were fun. They found them.
Man.
They found the drugs. If you got drugs hiding somewhere, they found them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is.
You need a safe.
You got to have a safe.
You have to have a safe.
Yeah. No, but then he wanted to have it fast.
Well, then he should be packing. If he's got that gun on him, he should be on his belt.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
No, in his sock.
You know what I always said for that? Like, because Julie and I were like legitimately talking about getting a gun and like trying to figure out what it was. And I figured if we ever did get a gun, I would get a shotgun. And sand pellets.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever, God forbid, I ever had to shoot somebody,
yeah,
they would live.
Yeah. Yeah. The rock salt.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's why I'm getting one atomic bomb. So as long as I have one, if I just have one atomic bomb, I don't have to do anything ever again.
That would be nice.
You know? Just non-negotiable.
Imagine
I'll become Henry non-negotiable Zabrowski. You know?
You could sell it. Probably get some good money.
The Lord of Brinkmanship. No, buddy. Because as soon as you don't have the atomic bomb, you lose all those wonderful atomic bomb fucking, what you get from it, dog.
Leverage. Well, let's move on to the next story. This one is one of those accidental death stories. In a shocking incident, a 36-year-old man died after he was punched in the nose by his wife after he refused to take her to Dubai for her birthday celebration.
It tracks. Oh. If you feel like you need
this here?
This is India. But the idea you have to promise your wife to go to Dubai, which is actually it doesn't sound like it's super great.
No, I mean it's very expensive, you know, and it's just the fish tank looks great.
It's a city built on modern slave labor,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is kind of hard. And then they pump a lot of stuff in there, and it's weird. You can't drink.
Yeah,
you can't really hang out unless you go like into these like private clubs. But I do believe that means you're also subject to being arrested at any point.
Quite possibly.
I don't know. I don't really know how that works.
It just seems like a headache to have a decent time.
Well, yeah. you have to know somebody. You have to be connected.
Long Beach is right around the corner, you know, and just fucking go there.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did the nose thing go into his brain? I thought that was a myth.
Well, as per the primary investigation, it has been revealed that the couple had a fight because Nikhil, that's the husband's name, did not take Renuka to Dubai to celebrate her birthday and did not give her expensive gifts on her birthday and anniversary. Renuka was also upset that Nikhil was not giving a favorable response to her wish to go to Delhi to celebrate the birthdays of some relatives. The police further informed that during the fight, Renuka punched Nikhil in the face. The impact of the punch was so hard that Nikhil's nose and some teeth were broken.
Jeez.
With heavy bleeding, Nikhil lost consciousness and died.
I just feel like how strong is this woman?
She's also incredibly strong.
That's insane. The position. It's good to remind our audience is that you have to really be careful when you punch somebody in the face, because I actually think that it's not even as strong as you think. It's more about an angle.
Yeah. And just it, like not hit the honey spot.
Hit the honey spot, the right angle with the right amount of force, and not surprising somebody, like popping them in the face. You'd be surprised what can happen.
You think she had brass knuckles?
No, it just said she was punched. I don't know if she had brass knuckles or not. They said just fuck straight, full-on fist.
Man, she's going to have a weird time in prison.
Yeah,
everyone's going to challenge her and try to get punched by her and shit.
Yeah, she kills another.
Yeah.
Like, then she becomes one punch.
Oh, man, Stone Hands?
Yeah.
She becomes like the lady Roberto Duran.
Oh, Stone Hands Khanna. That would be her name. Yeah. Her name's Renuka Khanna. So, like, Stone Hands Khanna sounds fucking badass.
It does, right?
They try to say that, like, you would have to... So apparently in Dubai, you traveling Dubai as a woman. What? I'm now obsessed with this. That they, I guess tourists can just wear regular clothes, but for the most part, if you're going to any form of mosque, you have to dress traditionally, especially as a woman.
Yeah.
It's just weird because it seems like a schizophrenic lifestyle.
Yeah,
where they profess to
adhere to these rules. Camels next to Lamborghinis. I don't even know how to deal with that. You know, like
it's schizophrenic in the fact that they want to bring in Western tourists. They want to bring in the Western element while also maintaining that they must live by Muslim values.
Yeah, they're in a theocracy.
The people there, that it is a theocracy. Yeah.
Yes. Now, where is Dubai? Like, is it its own? It's not its own country.
It's in the United Arab Emirates, I believe.
Okay.
And it's a city in the UAE.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't. There's no reason. There's so many cooler places.
Tourists are allowed to go, so you can drink in Dubai, but you have to like go to a special place. Like literally, you have to go and find a place.
Yeah. It's like when I drank in Baghdad. It was on the base.
I always forget you went to Baghdad.
Yeah, I brought you dirt.
Yeah, that's great. They got that dirt.
He went to Baghdad, but Baghdad never left him. Look at him, scarred forever. The mortar shells.
Yeah, man. I made a mental choice to not make a joke there.
Yeah. You look like a guy who's been to Baghdad.
Yeah.
If you're watching the video right now, you can see.
Yes.
The name of the bar? You ready for this? Baghdaddies.
I was going to guess Baghdaddies.
Yeah.
It's cute. Apparently, the big thing, dude, they do brunch on Fridays in Dubai.
Those fucking weirdos.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, dude. That's not what it's supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm. You think they have different weekends than us?
Whoa, and they got Abu Dhabi. That's where Nirmal went.
Nirmal went to Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, he mailed him to Abu Dhabi.
That's what Garfield was always trying to do, is that he was always trying to send Nirmal to Abu Dhabi.
That's a great joke.
He put this living creature in a box with no holes, and they always caught him right before the mailman picked it up.
It still gets me.
Man, I don't want to fucking go.
That crazy cat Garfield.
Yeah, he does whatever he wants.
Yeah, go to Monaco. You know where's the dangerous place I want to go? Cairo.
I want to go to Cairo.
I want to go to Morocco too.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Morocco. I hear both those places are fucking great.
I also definitely want to do the Passion of the Christ tour.
Oh yeah,
that's how I view it. Go down there, like it's my view.
It's hard. You got to get the cross on.
Ow! Feel sorry for me.
Daddy sucks.
Do you know who my father is?
Wow. I mean, the one punch kill. Like it does. It doesn't happen often,
but it does.
But it does happen. 80 people is between. Actually, this is in India. 80 people have lost their lives, but from one punch since 2007. There's a lot of people in India, though.
Oh yeah, they're like number two,
number one now.
Oh, they're number one now?
Yeah, they're the most populous nation in the fucking world.
Way to get them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man. Because like, one punch is one thing. Like sometimes, like someone will punch you and then you fall and hit your head.
Yes.
You know, like that's one thing. But this is just a punch kills you.
Well, that's number three. Is that like it happens in one of three ways. First, fatal damage can be caused to the brain. The force of impact can cause the tearing of veins to the brain, leading to fatal internal bleeding, which sounds like what happened to this guy.
Yeah.
Secondly, a person who has been knocked out can stop breathing and they die of asphyxiation.
Oh.
Or third. Even a relatively ineffectual punch can knock somebody over and cause them to bang their head and sustain a fatal secondary injury.
Okay.
So it seems like this guy, considering the amount of blood they mentioned in the story, he probably died from the first.
Fucking wild.
Did, like you said, the honey spot just popping.
Do you think she just looks at her hands and is just like, what are these?
With
I'm a man. Get up these
hands.
Whoa, you know what it says here? It's not as, Dubai is not as conservative as you thought.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
It sounds like a travel website.
No. It's no way, Eddie. It says here, it's been like, oh, you can leave your belongings wherever you go. Because, yes, some people may find their government administrators strict, but they said that, and yes, it was sort of, they do use the term, ruled the city with an iron fist. What that means is that there's no crime.
It sounds a lot like Scientology. Unless you've heard it from us, don't believe it.
Curious.
Ooh.
The in Iran, I remember they have the finger chopping machine.
Yeah.
You know, where they put your finger in and they chop it off if you get caught stealing something.
Yeah.
And I always thought the ultimate thing to steal would be the finger chopping machine.
That'd be awesome. Now see what you do with it. Now see what you can do. Meanwhile, it's been like, we will just use a scimitar.
We have more than one. So yeah. This woman, she has been charged with murder, and we'll see if there are any developments in the future.
Oh, you're not allowed to swear in public?
In Dubai?
No.
How?
They fucking, if they hear you, they arrest you. And then you're also not, no public displays of affection.
This is Demolition Man.
No, man. No, it is not as conservative as you think. I read this somewhere. It says here, it's an enjoyable experience. Go experience the ease of the slave driver lifestyle. It's incredible.
Well, I got a fun story that harkens a little bit back to our necrophilia episode.
Please.
Great. It's not it's not necrophilia.
Oh.
It's necrotheft.
Yay!
Oh, okay.
An investigator with a Los Angeles County Medical Examiner has been charged with stealing a gold necklace and rare coins from two dead people while on the job.
It's fucking Johnny Depp.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like
that's got to happen daily, right?
Yeah, it happens all the time. They just don't get caught.
They don't get caught. It's also like, I still feel like it's frowned upon because what if the spirit of the thing follows you?
I would imagine that these people don't really think a whole lot about the spirit world.
Wait till you got. We have some stories coming up in 2024 that I'm very excited for.
Me too.
That will teach you a couple of lessons about stealing things and removing objects from the dead that don't belong to you.
I think that, you know, what they should do is just get a bunch of fake necklaces and just always have them.
Just let them go.
So you can switch them.
Yeah, you're talking about what my mom used to do where she was like, Henry Thomas, you got to make sure to have two wallets. And then you have one wallet, keep your money in your shoe. Then you keep a spare wallet that has just one card in it so they don't think that that's fake. But then you have another empty wallet in case you have to run, Henry Thomas. Because then what you do is you throw the wallet and then you run in the opposite direction.
Yeah, but didn't you get mugged four times?
Very much so.
You should have listened to her.
It was before I did that. I had no money. Yeah. I had a Discman.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
I can't believe they took the Discman. It was like the last month that a Discman was like a
thing.
They
didn't take the Discman. I always remember the guy's face because he literally was like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah, because he asked for your iPod,
yeah, he's like, where's your iPod, man? I was like, I have a Discman. Mm-hmm. And then the look of disappointment in me that he had, I've just been like, damn. You don't have a fucking...
It's like, I live in your neighborhood.
Yeah, bro, I'm here, dude. I'm scared, man. I'm just like you, dude. You and me together. Let's go rob some motherfuckers. We don't have anything, man. Let's just fucking go, dude. Let's go. I'll show you where the rich people are. It's not here.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday that Adrian Munoz, 34, had been charged with one felony count of grand theft and one misdemeanor count of petty theft. Prosecutors said he stole a gold crucifix necklace off the body of a warehouse worker who died of a heart attack on the job this January.
Unbelievable.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That bothers me, actually. Because as much as I don't believe in God at all.
Yeah, hate the crust.
Let this fucking warehouse worker and his family know that he has his necklace.
Let him be buried with his gold necklace.
Yeah, that's his necklace.
Yeah. After the family reported the theft, investigators searched Munoz's desk and found antique coins along with a receipt that belonged to a man whose death he had investigated in November of last year.
This is the beginning of a horror movie.
Yeah, this is just a guy rifling through the pockets of the dead and taking... I mean, who knows what else he took?
Because, you know, if you believe back in the day, there's some people that purposefully have left money with the dead because, you know, the old way when you'd leave the coins and the eyeballs.
Yeah, so they can pay the man on the river Styx, the ferryman on the river Styx.
You pay Chiron.
Yes.
Yes. And then, because I guess if not, your soul wanders the planet Earth.
Wanders the banks of the river Styx.
Yeah, and then shows up at your fucking house. Right? Steals your belt. Like I had to deal with.
Still on that fucking belt thing.
It was still one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me.
The more interesting story to me is, like, who died with a bunch of ancient coins in their pockets?
I mean, that's the thing, man. If you collect coins, like, there's a chance you fucking die on the way home from the coin store.
Yeah. Which there is one around here.
You know what? That's one of the things. I keep...
It's kind of cool.
I'm trying to not let myself get into ancient coin collecting. Because
don't do it,
I feel like it's something that I would really enjoy.
How much is a doubloon?
I don't know. I haven't started the collection yet.
You're going to become a numismatist?
Is that what a man who collects coins is?
Yeah, you fucking nerd.
Coins are great for burying. Not to talk you into this, but like they're like I'm looking really at how much, good in the ground.
How much is an old doubloon? This is what I'm looking at. How much is an old doubloon?
Actually, I do have a bunch of pennies, and maybe I should bury those in my garden.
Why not?
All right, that sounds like a way to kill 3 hours.
Yeah. A standard Spanish doubloon has an average U.S. price of $4,000.
Damn. Park your money in some doubloons.
Absolutely.
The government's going to come after you. They don't know you got this fucking bucket of doubloons.
We're slowly becoming Coast to Coast AM. We're just selling gold for cash. But we don't even have a service attached to it. We're just telling people to do it. This one's $45,000.
Damn.
This
I remember
1972.
When
1972. 1712.
When I got my mom's life insurance money, my buddy's dad was like, buy a bunch of silver, put it under your bed.
This is all... All the old New York people that was around my mother just being like, what if you just put it all in one giant gold frame and then you put a family picture in it and no one knows that all of your wealth is in one gold frame?
It's the most fucking
on your house.
Stupid Queens idea
it's
I've ever heard in my
fucking
life.
Stupid.
What happens if the house burns down?
Well, the gold melts and then you get that puddle.
Yeah.
Right?
You'll find the puddle. You tell the firefighter, look for a golden puddle.
Just so you know, that's fake. But it's got a lot of emotional importance to me, okay? No, man, you can get into balloons. I feel like if you get into coin collecting, we talked a little bit about this, you and me, the other day, about, like, you like collections.
I love collections. Yeah, we went to the Rose Bowl flea market the other day together. It was nice. We had a boys' antiquing day.
That's very sweet. I like that.
It was nice.
Still, though, this shit's fucking expensive. This is 18 grand for a fucking... coin? Walking Liberty half dollar?
I don't have to pay 18 grand for a coin. I could just be like, hey, you got any of those Kennedy half dollars?
Well, this is fucking what's this? But wow, this is a fucking 17 grand quarter?
It must be two-sided or something.
I gotta go through my old fucking change.
Oh, yeah. You know, you've given away thousands of dollars without even knowing it. Yeah,
I told you that happened with my niece.
Yeah.
Where, like, she found my old baseball card collection.
Mm-hmm.
And she opened it up and she was like, Uncle Henry, can I have this? Like, all the kids at school think baseball cards are, like, fun now. And I was like, yeah, sure, all right. And then I was like, hold on a second. And I pulled it out. And I went through some of it. And I found this Baba Bonilla rookie card from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Wow.
And I fucking looked it up. And it was, like, $750, right? And I was like, give me this fucking card back. I was like, this is a game. This is a game you're playing. You know I'm stupid. She was just like... I didn't know that they'd be worth a lot of money. I was like, this is fucking, I didn't know.
She knew.
I remember when I got all my cards back. You know, I'd like do giant Tupperware bins of cards. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with these things? And I called up a couple card stores and they all were like, it's worthless.
No, most of it's worthless. The most rest of it's probably worthless. Most of it is because
in the 90s and 80s, they overprinted everything.
Yes.
But the old shit still... is a lot of money.
See, that's the thing. I got a Michael Jordan rookie card that was given to me by a pedophile because he was grooming me.
Cool.
Yeah. But that means I also have a Dominique Wilkins rookie card.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was almost worth it.
Yeah, and the Michael Jordan rookie. I mean, that's
it. You never had to suck his dick.
I never got
molested. The Hawks, another predator. But Andre Johnson's like, oh, he's the human highlight machine. Fuck!
but I never got molested, but I did get a very valuable basketball card out of it that I still have.
Are you going to sell it?
Maybe someday. I don't know.
I'd take it.
Yeah. I'm not going to give it to you.
Michael
Jordan. Buy it.
You can buy
it.
You can buy it from me.
Let me fence it for you.
No, buy it from me.
No, I'll give me a VIG.
I'm not going to give you a VIG.
Give me a little VIG. I'll go well. I got a guy. I'll go down by the fucking wharf.
I can get a guy. I don't need baseball cards are very easy to sell.
I got your guy. What's his name? I got the guy. Let's just say his name is... Let's just say his name's Tony.
Mm-hmm. Tony. Tony, the baseball card dealer down by the wharf.
Yeah, my guy.
Yeah. So San Francisco? Because yes. that's the only wharf I could think of.
It's little San Francisco in L.A. You ever been to little San Francisco? It's called Skid Row. Downtown.
Well, that's pretty much all we got with the guy. He stole the gold cross. He stole the coins. And now they're in the process of investigating, like, what the fuck else did this guy steal?
Of course.
Oh, because I'm sure all kinds of shit.
There's no way that's the only thing he stole. But that's the beginning of a horror movie. Never steal from the dead. I know that is like one of truly... I have very few rules. And that's one of them.
What if they've been dead like a long time? What if they've been dead like 100 years?
Then
like
it's archaeology.
Ulysses Grant. You could steal from his shit.
But I think that's why archaeologists don't get paid a lot of money, because they're cursed.
Then they should get paid a lot of money.
No, it's the opposite. It's that's what you like. You get your jollies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's all they're doing. They're doing it for the sexual pleasure.
So are all museums like haunted then?
I find that you've seen
Indiana Jones.
Night at the Museum.
Yes.
And I've seen the museum relic. But yeah, but it's scary in a museum of night. You know, fucking Ben Stiller's in there. Anything. These gay things come alive. I would find the energy to be haunting. When we had the private tour of the British Museum.
The British Museum's definitely haunted.
There's just a concentrated energy there that is, it's wild.
Yeah. The museum that I went to in Stockholm that had the entire remains of an entire medieval battle, like all of their skulls and bodies, and like they showed a dude's skull with the wound, and it showed you exactly how he died. Like, this was the weapon that they used. This was how the fucking angle came down.
God, was you embarrassed already? And you knew that was all time.
My whole life. Yeah,
all times. People just filing through.
This fucking guy refused to defend himself.
This wussy. Now he's blazing throughout the ages.
Live from your grave.
Boy, Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's what people gather around, it's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. Each Texas Pete hot sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. This signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It's been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. You're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor, and their dust-dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub. Tell you what, the other day I was having myself a good old refried bean burrito, and I wanted a little bit of kick to my morning, so I got myself some Texas Pete sriracha sauce, and I smothered those refried beans and that cheese and them eggs in a whole bunch of and it started off my day correct. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
Every day, I fight to set my child up for success, which is why, as I sit and read Carmi and Wendy Doon, trying to explain to them the concepts of the savior complex not working, doubling back on itself, the concept of what does it mean to be a living God? What are those limitations? What are those expectations? And honestly, I know they just want chicken. But there are kids out there that need this type of direct help. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them understand and master topics in a fun way, not unlike me reading children, Dune Messiah, getting to about 365, seeing where they're at, see if they understand anything. There's no more grading these worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. You can't even believe it!
You don't want to make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Last Podcast on the Left listeners could get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/left. Visit IXL.com/left to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it cost, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage, it's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Well, I got a story that's a bit of a blast from the past that somebody's finally paying for.
Okay. Ooh.
The former mayor of Osceola Mills. Do you know Osceola Mills? It's
no.
In Pennsylvania.
No, I don't know.
She was sentenced to prison time after
Osceola Mills.
Osceola Mills.
That's a Florida word. It's a
I figured indigenous word,
Osceola. Yeah.
But it happened in Pennsylvania. She was sentenced to prison time after firing a gun at Pokemon Go players in 2022.
Man, in 2022?
Yeah.
That was after the craze.
It was.
People still do it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
People are still Pokemon going.
Yeah. Ida Reams was sentenced Monday.
Mayor Reams? That's great.
Mayor Reams was sentenced Monday, December 11th, to up to 1 year in jail plus 18 months probation.
That's it? 1 year for attempted murder?
Well, for her 2022 outburst against two people playing Pokemon Go.
Outburst? It'd be different if he drove past them and I don't know what a good slur is for Pokemon people, but the idea of driving past and yeah, just going, nerd! Then shooting at them.
The incident happened at the community food bank on Lingle Street. In the original criminal complaint, police listened to the 911 call and said that Reams audibly told the duo to get out right now, and that she would, quote, fucking kill them.
This is at the food bank?
At the food bank on Lingle Street.
She worked there?
Yeah. She was just there.
Well, a community food bank is probably where you'd be volunteering.
The man said that he and his friends were playing Pokemon Go when Reams came out of the community food bank noticeably intoxicated and started yelling at them.
It is kind of offensive to be, like, running around a food bank trying to catch Pokemon with your iPhone. I will say. Yeah, I guess
not, so. Not saying that she did the right thing.
It seems like it was public land.
Yeah, yeah. Can you get fucking liquor at the food bank?
I think she brought liquor
to the food
bank. She
probably got that at the liquor bank.
I went to the fucking the liquor grocery store or whatever.
But after the people called 911 and heard her saying that she'd fucking kill them, they heard two gunshots and the call disconnected.
Yeah.
So wow. They thought that the police thought these kids were fucking dead.
Yeah, she's lucky she didn't get killed when they showed up.
Yeah.
But you know what? She respectively stood down as mayor of Osceola Mills in 2021 because she said basically she won enough.
Hold on. She was the actual mayor?
Yes. She was the former mayor.
Two terms.
Yeah. Popular.
Yeah.
Osceola Mills. Wow.
One in 2013, won re-election in 2017.
I like her because she's real.
I think there's more to the story.
I think so?
I think these kids did something.
He's blaming the kids.
I think these kids set her off, and we're not learning about something else that happened.
I think that Mayor Reams should have taken the opportunity to be above.
She is out of line, yes.
She shot at children.
Yeah, but I think that...
Because, Gurney, our beloved PA here, Tirzo, they're a Pokemon Go person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. of course. And there's nothing wrong with being a Pokemon Go person.
But do you think that Kelly deserves to get shot at?
I'm not saying that these kids deserve
to
get shot at.
No, Rob doesn't think so. I don't think so.
I think there's more to the story.
The thing is, they're following the Pokemons, right? They're going after the Pokemons.
What if they're like grabbing her pussy and shit? And be like, oh, what's up, bitch? Yeah, you used to be the mayor, now you're nothing.
That would be in the article.
You know, but we don't know. It's all hearsay, so they put it in the article.
Also, I believe you do need permission from the Pokemon people to put a monster in the side of your pussy.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting, though. I found another report that said, that referred to the two people playing Pokemon Go as two men.
Oh.
So I don't know if they're kids or not.
This is misogynist.
Okay.
Men can play
Pokemon
Go. I'm
just saying they might be a little older, because we're talking about them like they're a bunch of kids.
It could be 18.
But guess what, man? Whatever gets you out of the house, it's just Pokemon Go.
And they were just in a parking lot. So you're allowed to be in the parking lot. It's not like they're frolicking on the front steps of the food bank.
Don't businesses have to approve? Isn't that real with the Pokemon Go's? Like, don't they have to do the thing and be like, yeah, you could have one of the Poke Monster things in my establishment. Like, that's okay.
I think you have to have, if you go inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's outside, it's fine. It's a parking lot.
Yeah, it's a parking lot.
But they're just walking through looking for the monsters?
They're just wandering around the parking lot looking for the monster. Yeah.
I find it offensive how many are at Pearl Harbor.
There are a lot.
Let me look that up. Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go to Pearl Harbor. There has to be, right? Don't they have them everywhere?
Yeah, but they're just in the water.
Pokemon. Okay, here we go. Okay, Pokemon spawning on military base question. As is well known, Pokemon did not spawn on most, if not all, military bases without a lure module at a Pokestop. Because something must have changed, because I just caught three within 5 minutes that spawned without a lure and not at a Pokestop on a base where they never spawned before. So these Pokemons are jumping into our military bases. We got to fucking stop this fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not good. We're getting invaded from the inside, from Pokemons.
I have some interesting further information about this case. And you were right, Ed. It might be a little more complicated than we thought at first. In January 2023, a plea required she serve 7 days to 1 year in the county jail for these charges. After this was rejected, she was back in court in March for a sentence of 4 months home detention. By the way, she's got cancer. She wants to die in peace.
Okay.
This was also rejected in the case schedule for jury selection.
Oh, she doesn't want to die in war?
But when the trial was set to begin in October, officials discovered neither of the victims were available to testify. One had been subpoenaed but didn't show up for court, and the second could not be located after he was released from state prison in an unrelated case.
Oh.
These are bad dudes.
You actually might be right. They might actually be bad guys.
At that time, District Attorney Ryan Sayers commented that the victims have been hostile since the beginning of the case, which was one of the reasons they withdrew two counts of aggravated assault at that stage and offered the other two plea agreements.
Interesting.
According to the affidavit, Reams called police saying she was in the parking lot at the corner of Curtin and Lingle Streets. She claimed to, this is where it gets a little dicey. You don't really know with this. Mm. She claimed two men were looking suspicious.
Mm.
So she asked where they were from and why they were there. Do not know the races of the people involved here.
Yes.
But she explained that she was, quote, receiving a lot of harassment in this town. And she was, quote unquote, done, adding that, quote, it's gonna be bad.
Whoa.
And she was clearly intoxicated. So I think this may have more to do with her being just a paranoid person, thinking that the town's out to get her.
Sounds
and
complicated.
Being like really fucking drunk. And then I think there might be a lot of assholes in this story.
Yeah. I think everybody's. No, I think the only person that's okay in this whole thing is Pikachu. Because there's a lot of rules here. Apparently, they were showing up on military bases. Pokemon Ghosts were showing up on military bases, and they were having problems because people were getting car accidents on military bases while playing Pokemon Go and actively serving in the military.
Ah, I see. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, but it's also just, it's data aggregator.
Yeah, free training, I'd say, capture.
See, I think it'd be cool because I think Pokeballs, right?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Isn't that Pokeballs?
That's part of it.
That's what I like. Or something else. Yeah.
I like a Pokeball.
Nah. Of course, who doesn't?
Yeah, but a Pokeball. I mean, is that what that is? That's what they call
it? The ball?
A Pokeball? Yeah, they have balls.
They capture the monsters in them?
Do they, Rob?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And there we are.
There we are.
I don't know anything about these Pikachus, man.
Well, I got one last story.
Yes.
You can find anything inside a worn couch, including a Florida fugitive who spent weeks on the lam for a probation violation for the sale of fentanyl.
Cool.
Police have been searching for Stacey Usher, 39, since early November for allegedly breaking her probation by selling fentanyl and unlawfully using a two-way communication device. So apparently she was barred from using a cell phone. She was recently named the sheriff's office's warrant of the week with her mug and charges posted on social media. On Tuesday, her game of hide and seek came to a crushing end when she was found stuffed tightly inside a couch where she tried to evade capture by burying herself under the cushions.
I'm just a bunch of M&Ms.
Sounds like what's his name? Danny DeVito from Always Sunny.
Yeah. I want to show you.
Let me see this woman.
A picture.
I'm just them nymphs.
Oh, she's in there. Yeah.
Wow. Hide and seek champion has been felled.
Yep.
Because that's a hard way to go. How long she thought? I guess
you
gotta
run out of air eventually.
When the fentanyl really comes into play.
Yeah.
Is this idea of I'll just be a couch.
I'm a couch.
I'm a couch. You can't arrest me. I identify as a couch. as far as I was concerned, you're not the furniture police.
What does fentanyl do to you? Like, what is it? Like, what's the high?
It makes you super relaxed.
It's like codeine, oxycodone. It's not necessarily a high as much as it is a numb.
Then why do they put it in blow? Isn't that counterproductive?
It's all bad.
There's a reason why. I can't remember exactly what it is, but there is a reason why.
Yeah. Why do they? Actually, I looked it up. I do partially think it's because.
I hate that you forgot your computer.
Yeah. Why do they use the
why
cut
is
cocaine?
Fentanyl in cocaine? And where can I find
why
some?
Is cocaine? Why is fentanyl awesome to cut cocaine with?
Well, I know that the reason why they cut fentanyl with cocaine and why it's a big problem is because cocaine and heroin are both dependent on plants. They have to be made from coca seeds or coca beans or seeds, or I can't remember which one it is, the coca plant or poppy seeds, where fentanyl is like meth. It can be manufactured anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so they can manufacture fentanyl, they can manufacture meth, but cocaine and heroin, that takes a lot more production.
According to this ABC News article, it's because number one, fentanyl doesn't always kill people, just a lot of times kills people because it depends on what the purity of the fentanyl and what your tolerance levels are. Okay. Also, apparently just straight up fentanyl's cheaper.
Yeah.
And so they use it like they used to use baby laxative.
Yeah.
But actually, baby laxative actually sounds like a much healthier up, you know. Like it just makes you shit your pants.
Yes. Yeah,
I never shat my pants. And I was full of baby laxative in the late 2000s.
But you I didn't even think you ate enough. I think it's when a fat guy does a bunch of cocaine that the diarrhea comes into play. Yeah. Look at Artie Lang.
No.
Yeah. How many dogs can you put in you? You know, you weren't doing that.
Seriously, Artie Lang, the only guy who got fatter on cocaine and heroin.
It's crazy.
That takes it a feat.
It's impressive. That's probably what kept him alive, to be honest with you, is that he was actually eating food.
Could be.
Yeah.
So you learned a lesson here today. We learned a lot. Your computer learned a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, your search history has definitely been altered.
Yes, which I'm really happy for, but I, you know, just don't do it. And for this New Year's Eve, if you're going out there and if you're going to try to do a little the powder there, all right, you're going to be the nanny of your group. Get those test string strips.
It's a test strips.
It doesn't matter. Get the strips. Get the Narcan.
It's a new day. You can get them on Amazon, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And I hate Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Or just don't do the coke.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what works for me?
What?
Espresso.
Espresso, yeah.
Just one nice, it's so nice. You have a couple of you have a little chill. Mm-hmm. You go, you have a little pasta. You know what I mean? That little espresso at the end.
Sleep upside down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. A new year for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's important. We're going to fucking blaze the last year. And then set fire to the new year. I think that's important. Where it's like everyone always says, like, oh, 2024, this is my year. Be like, no. Right? Be like, no. This is no one's year.
It's gonna be a real rough
year. I mean,
they
have been getting progressively worse, even though the pandemic's kinda over.
But every day.
What are you talking about? We know like 6 people with COVID right now.
It's true.
It's true. You're right.
Yeah, it's ripping through. It's out there.
Yeah.
But 2024, you know, maybe we'll get one positive take, though, is that every day is a new opportunity to fucking fuck something up.
Hell yeah, man.
And you just choose what that is.
Or to build something up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking create some shit.
That's a great idea.
And you can fuck some shit up while you're building shit up.
That's right. The idea, man. Yeah. Fuck other dumb shit up. Make new good shit up.
That's right.
Amen.
Hell yeah.
This is going to be great.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah. Let's Let's get through this year together.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Please. We will.
Australia.
We'll Australia can't.
Yeah. We got that looking.
Wait.
And we're also, we're in the process of booking a shitload of dates here in America.
America.
In the next few months. So we will be announcing tour dates soon. I'm getting healthier. You know, my fucking long COVID. It's still there. It's still fucking with me. But I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I'm getting to where I can fucking go out and perform.
Well, it's planning and doing it right rather than... You know, insanely.
Killing ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, rather than insanely going out blind, like rather than blindly going out without knowing exactly what's wrong with me and trying to do it and almost dying in the process.
Yes.
That was a bad idea. Yeah.
But also check out Operation Sunshine, our new comic book that's out there. Issue 3 had just come out.
Yes.
Please get it from your local comic book store.
Is it out now?
It is out.
Yep.
Go and check it out. We love it. We put a lot of work into it. We can't wait for you to read this entire fucking thing. Mm-hmm. We had a great show with the Knitting Factory. I know that we did.
It was unbelievable.
I think that's it for now. And then in probably towards the end of January, twitch.tv/LPNTV is going to have a full pant load of new material. We have new stuff developing. We're going to do a full core press. And like, I can't wait for you guys to see what is cooking up in the LPN laboratories.
Hoopa Goo Goo Games coming, baby.
It's going to be fucking sweet. Yeah, a bunch of new shit. So hail sweet Satan.
And hail game.
Hail Mayor Reams.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
the
we
verdict.
Know.
I love her.
And the
jury is out.
We don't know enough about Mayor Reams and who she considers suspicious and why.
The views of Larson do not reflect the views so of the last that, podcast network.
I love you. You literally say Hail Gee. Who cares what she did?
He gave us an excellent content.
I explained that in our book. I explained it in our book. It's explained.
And that which would make a great Christmas present if you forgot to get someone a Christmas present.
Yeah, last book on the left. Yeah, go out there. You can order it. Yeah.
Still out there. I've only seen it on a couple of discount shelves.
I think there's a fair amount of remainders out there, so go to A Books and get it on discount.
Get it. All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you next year.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction, and it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LastPod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/LastPod.